Catching Little Words. A. This Is How You Lose the Time War Story. Written by Flammenkobold. And read by Wilfriede 0815. This is how many stories start. Once upon a time, there were two people. This is how this story starts. Once upon a time, there were two people looping and twisting and growing around each other. Like plants seeking sunlight in the dark. Like two strands of DNA forming new mutations. They were lovers, some say. They were enemies, others say. They were best friends. Traitors, conspirators, colleagues, rivals, vermin, gods. They were a lot of things, and they were none of these things. How do you define a relationship when it eludes definition, when the very act of defining it makes it lose all meaning? You might as well be trying to pinpoint the positions and momentum of electrons, leptons, quarks, and bosons. How do you give it a name when it can be so very many things? How can you glue together a picture of what they were, from stolen correspondence and crumbling artifacts carefully unearthed with a tiny brush? The easy answer is, you can't. The harder answer is, you can't, but you can try to stitch together stories, like sewing together a million tiny pieces of cloth, until they become a dress. Here is a story. There were two people. They ran across the timelines, hid between paradoxes and shifted the future and the past until they could slip between the cracks. If you want to find them, you have to look at the small whispers woven through time, at the carefully reconstructed pottery in a museum, at the song fragments that still echo from the past, at stories that were carried from mouth to mouth, and twisted in writing all over again until they only contain a kernel of the truth. Yet still, that kernel remains. If you dig deep and carefully, not like an excavator, but like an archaeologist, you may unearth the words hidden between the lines and under a layer of volcanic eruption. From there, you may assemble a sentence and a paragraph and finally a story. Once you have a story, you can tell it to others, and from there, see it be told again and again, until it grows and twists in new ways. Here is a story. Once upon a time, there were two people. They met on the battlefield. They fell in love. They ran, together. And if they haven't died yet, they might still be alive. The end.